The authors of the survey note that as long as responsibility for childcare is with the women, they will remain trapped in the family. They also point out that concessions to women in the world of work often result in women being compelled into less well-paid jobs. This already happens in regard to part-time workers, who are paid a lower hourly wage than full-time workers. They point out that men have to square up to their responsibility as fathers. The key point they emphasise is a change in men's attitudes. However, what was not mentioned is that no matter how attitudes change, men are as powerless as individuals in regard to their working conditions as women are. With all the goodwill in the world, they cannot change their employer-employee relationship. They cannot adjust their working hours to suit childcare, just as women cannot. A more fundamental conclusion would be that society at the moment, capitalism, does not want to accommodate any of the problems of childcare, preferring to leave it up to the individual to make their own arrangements as best as they can.
Now the passage will be read again.
The authors of the survey note that as long as responsibility for childcare is with the women, they will remain trapped in the family. They also point out that concessions to women in the world of work often result in women being compelled into less well-paid jobs. This already happens in regard to part-time workers, who are paid a lower hourly wage than full-time workers. They point out that men have to square up to their responsibility as fathers. The key point they emphasise is a change in men's attitudes. However, what was not mentioned is that no matter how attitudes change, men are as powerless as individuals in regard to their working conditions as women are. With all the goodwill in the world, they cannot change their employer-employee relationship. They cannot adjust their working hours to suit childcare, just as women cannot. A more fundamental conclusion would be that society at the moment, capitalism, does not want to accommodate any of the problems of childcare, preferring to leave it up to the individual to make their own arrangements as best as they can.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The authors of the survey note that as long as responsibility for childcare is with the women, they will remain trapped in the family. They also point out that concessions to women in the world of work often result in women being compelled into less well-paid jobs. This already happens in regard to part-time workers, who are paid a lower hourly wage than full-time workers. They point out that men have to square up to their responsibility as fathers. The key point they emphasise is a change in men's attitudes. However, what was not mentioned is that no matter how attitudes change, men are as powerless as individuals in regard to their working conditions as women are. With all the goodwill in the world, they cannot change their employer-employee relationship. They cannot adjust their working hours to suit childcare, just as women cannot. A more fundamental conclusion would be that society at the moment, capitalism, does not want to accommodate any of the problems of childcare, preferring to leave it up to the individual to make their own arrangements as best as they can.